The American holiday of Flag Day this June 14th was a bittersweet occasion for Captain Christopher Tarleton Fagan.
My wife was wondering whether it would have been a good idea for me to come, but I said, no, come on, we've got to see it through.
What he's seeing through was the sale of his family's historic heirlooms at Sotheby's, a set of four American Revolutionary War battle flags that have been in the family for over 225 years.
Right from the day that I was born, I would have seen them. And obviously we often talked about them. And we talked about the fact that one of the flags had the stripes and one of the flags had the stars, and that they represented the 13 colonies before those two, the stars and the stripes, were amalgamated to make the national flag.
Captain Fagan is the descendant of Banaster Tarleton, the British officer who captured the flags around the year 1780 in New York and South Carolina. Only through his decision to sell the flags did he come to learn their true significance. They are the only Revolutionary War flags that exist, and one has the stars and another the stripes that were combined in what is now the U.S. flag. Another flag carries a bloodstain, most likely from the American standard bearer who died trying to keep the colors at the South Carolina Battle of Waxhaws in 1780.
One of the regrets is that I didn't know as much as I know now while we had them, because then I'd have loved them even more.
And I started $800,000 doubling, $800,000 and $800,900, left $1 million doubling, and $1 million, and $1 million doubling, $1.1 million, $1.2 million, at $1.2 million doubling, $1.2 million, and $1.2 million, at $1.2 million doubling, $1.3 million, and $1.4 million.
Banaster Tarleton was here at Sotheby's for the auction, both spiritually and physically. Captain Fagan proudly displayed a set of cufflinks he wore for the occasion, which contains a piece of Tarleton's hair.
$11 million.
In the end, the four flags sold for more than $17 million.
$4,500,000. Same dollar.
More money than the United States government paid to fight the war in which they were captured.
I personally rather hope that they will go into private hands, and that those private hands will love and revere them and respect them as much as we have, and that they will allow them then to be seen in museums and other places and to be exhibited so that people can see them.
The flags, sold in two lots, went to one anonymous bidder. At the close of the auction, Captain Fagan didn't know if he would have the chance to meet the flag's new owner. He was also coming to grips with the reality the time was fast approaching to say goodbye to four pieces of cloth that became such large pieces of his family history.
Well, I'm afraid to say it may be today. So I shall say goodbye to them and tell them that I hope I shall see them again.
Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, New York.